Joe Biden Meet Op-Ed in 2011, China's Rises and Our Demise. By Joel B. Polak on September 8, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden penned an op-ed in the New York Times in 2011 declaring, China's Rises and Our Demise. Biden wrote, "Some here and in the region see China's growth as a threat, entertaining visions of a Cold War-style rivalry or great power confrontation. Some Chinese worry that our aim in the Asia-Pacific is to contain China's rise. I reject these views. I remain convinced that a successful China can make our country more prosperous, not less. As trade and investment bind us together, we have a stake in each other's success. On issues from global security to global economic growth, we share common challenges and responsibilities, and we have incentives to work together. That is why our administration has worked to put our relationship on a stable footing." Read Biden's full op-ed here. A separate article in the New York Times last weekend noted that Biden had supported China's increasing global role, in the hope of transforming China through trade. Biden was a strong supporter of China entering the World Trade Organization in 2000, the Times noted. Two decades later, China has emerged as a great power and, in the eyes of many Americans, a dangerous rival, the Times noted. Biden continued downplaying the threat of China in his 2020 primary campaign, before pushback from both parties prompted him to take a tougher line. Biden's son, Hunter Biden, traveled with him to China on Air Force Two in 2014 and returned with an investment deal worth $1.5 billion, despite having no previous experience in finance. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.